Hello and welcome to another edition of the Global Venturing Review podcast. My name is Jerry Helis. I'm the editor of globalgovernmentventuring.com and globaluniversityventuring.com, and I'll also bring you the news of globalcorporateventuring.com. It's been mostly a slow week, although we do have a few big deals, so let's dive in. Ford has committed to investing $1 billion in Argo AI over the next 5 years as part of a deal that will enable the startup, which was formed by ex-executives in Alphabet and Uber's driverless car divisions, helping Ford develop its virtual driver system. Robert Levine, the news editor of GCV, takes a look in this week's big deal at the investment, one of several that Ford has made in software in the past year, and speculates that if it pays off, more large companies may well begin investing big in promising startups at seed stage as an alternative to just putting huge money into in-house R&D. Another big deal comes from Ireland, where Enterprise Ireland, the export credit agency owned by the state, is one of the most active startup investors being tracked by GGV. And now the agency has revealed that it has backed 229 startups last year. News that comes as Enterprise Ireland also backs four new funds totaling 188 million euros or $200 million in total. Another large sum comes from SoftBank, which has agreed to pay $3.3 billion to acquire Fortress Investment Group, an investment manager with some $70 billion of assets under management. Those assets include stakes in several VC-backed companies such as Zappo, Triplay and SmartView, but the pick is Lyft, the ride ordering platform valued at $5.5 billion as of late 2015. The deal will mean SoftBank holds shares in all Uber's main competitors, Lyft, Didi Chuxing, Ola and Grab, and perhaps more importantly, with a $100 billion Vision Fund on the way, it will have the capital to theoretically merge the assets, should it choose. JERA, the joint venture formed by Japanese energy utilities Tokyo Electric Power and Chubu Electric Power, has invested $200 million in India-based solar and wind energy producer Renew Power, taking a 10% stake. The deal brought the total equity funding raised by Renew, which has some 1.5 gigawatts of renewable energy in operation and another 1.8 gigawatts under construction, to more than $850 million since it was founded back in 2011. Lytro, the developer of a light field camera and imaging platform it claims can film the highest quality and resolution VR content on the market, has raised $60 million in a round that took its overall funding to $200 million. Foxconn, Huawei Brothers, and Qualcomm all participated in the round, as did Singaporean state-owned Edbee. Lytro is preparing to unveil the first commercial project to which it has contributed in tandem with VR Studio Within. Vietnamese e-commerce platform Tiki, which like Amazon started out selling books before branching out into other consumer products, is reportedly in the process of raising between $50 and $60 million in a Series D round expected to close by the end of this year. Its existing investors include CyberAgent, Sumitomo and VNG, the internet company that paid $17 million for a 38% stake in Tiki last year. And in healthcare, Rhythm, a biopharmaceutical company developing peptide therapeutics to treat rare genetic deficiencies, has raised $41 million in a mezzanine round backed by Ipsen and Pfizer Venture Investments. Both corporates invested in Rhythm's last round, a $33 million Series C at close in 2012, and later also contributed to a $40 million round for Rhythm's subsidiary Rhythm Metabolic in 2015. Baidu Ventures has made its first commitment, contributing to a $27 million Series B round for 8i, the developer of an app that allows users to record and project photorealistic holograms, the kind of stuff that we've seen in films such as Star Wars. The round was led by Time Warner Investments and featured fellow CVC units Hearst Ventures and Verizon Ventures, as well as existing backers that may well have included Bertelsmann and Samsung, although the company did not clarify that. Then we had logistics company DB Schenker, which has led a $25 million Series D round for freight shipping marketplace UShip, doubling the startup's total funding in the process. The capital will be used to scale UShip's logistics software, which is already being used to power Schenker's online tracking platform, as of a 5-year partnership signed in July last year. General Motors has led a funding round for advanced metal products developer NanoSteel that, according to a regulatory filing, is sized at $15 million. The car maker, which invested through its GM Ventures unit, has been an investor in NanoSteel since 2012, but this time round it was joined by automotive component supplier and NanoSteel customer, Lear Corporation. Soundtrack Your Brand, a Sweden-based business-to-business music streaming platform that essentially allows places such as cafes and stores to legally stream Spotify music to their customers, raised $22 million on Friday from a consortium co-led by Industrifonden, the investment arm of Sweden's government, and Balderton Capital. It further included telecoms firm Teliosonera, Northzone and Creandum, as well as HMP, the office of clothing retailer H&M's owner's Person family, and various angel investors. And on the university side, we have Exactuals, the US-based developer of a software platform that organizes entertainment payments, that has secured $10 million in a Series A round that featured Stanford University's StartX fund. The round was co-led by financial services firm City National and VC firm TTV Capital, with further participation by S-Cubed Capital, Palo Alto Venture Partners, Skyview Fund, Strand Partners, Temerity Capital, and Assorted Angels. With that, let's move on to funds. Nasdaq is reportedly setting up a corporate venturing arm in order to fund startups with technology beneficial to its own offerings. No word on precise figures yet, but the exchange operator, which has made growth stage investments in chain and digital reasoning over the past 18 months, is looking to play an active role in helping portfolio companies build their technology. On GGV, meanwhile, TEDCO, the state-owned technology development corporation of Maryland, has partnered financial services firm Harbor Bank to launch a fund aimed at black entrepreneurs, the Minority Business Pre-Seed Fund, will provide $40,000 to each of 10 entrepreneurs over 4 quarters. TEDCO and Harbor Bank's in-house development corporation will each provide half of the money. Mubadala Development and International Petroleum Investment, two sovereign wealth funds of Abu Dhabi, are meanwhile set to merge into a single vehicle named Mubadala Investment Corporation. The new fund, which is being finalized, will have approximately $125 billion under management, making it the 14th largest fund in the world, although it does also have $37 billion of debt. The plans of a merger were first disclosed back in June last year. The Netherlands Ministries for Foreign Affairs, Finance and Foreign Trade and Development Corporation meanwhile jointly announced a €2.5 billion, or $2.1 billion, government venturing fund called InvestNL. The fund, which will focus on energy sustainability, mobility, food and digitalization, will launch in January 2018 and has already been met with enthusiasm by a range of Dutch pension funds. The government hopes InvestNL will leverage an additional €12.5 billion in investments, guarantees, export credit insurances and international funding. And the government of India, meanwhile, has approved a 68 billion rupees, or about $1 billion, fund of funds aimed at the electronics and IT sectors, with an initial capital commitment of around $100 million. The fund will provide a further boost to investments in electronic manufacturing, which have seen an increase from $1.6 billion in June 2014 to $19 billion now. And the government of Romania has signed a memorandum of understanding to establish an investment arm called Sovereign Development and Investment Fund. The fund was announced by Alexandru Petrescu, Economy Minister of Romania, and will act as a co-investor to other entities such as the European Bank for Reconstruction and Development, the European Investment Bank, the World Bank, investment funds, and private individuals. Now then, exits. Snap, best known for their ephemeral messaging service Snapchat, has set the terms for an IPO that will give exits to Alibaba, Tencent, and Yahoo, and which will raise $3.2 billion if the company floats at the top of its range. Perhaps more interestingly, 55 million of the initial 200 million shares earmarked for sale are those owned by external investors, suggesting many of the company's shareholders, not to mention co-founders Evan Spiegel and Robert Murphy, are looking to hedge their bets with an early return rather than simply waiting to see how its stock does on the open market. Visterra, which is developing antibody-based therapeutics for diseases such as influenza and dengue fever, has withdrawn its IPO more than a year after initially filing. The company, which has raised more than $100 million in VC funding from backers including Merck & Co., had set the range for its offering a week ago and would have raised $53.9 million had it floated at the top of its range. Grab, the ride-hailing platform that serves as Uber's main competition in Southeast Asia, is reportedly set to make the first deal out of the $700 million Indonesian investment drive it announced a week ago, acquiring mobile payment platform Kudo for more than $100 million. The deal would give exits to media companies MTech, Singapore Press Holdings, and Gree, and would beef up Grab's payment expertise, potentially giving it an expansion route into adjoining mobile services. Supply chain management firm E2Open, meanwhile, has acquired SteelWedge, a business planning software producer that counts property developer J.F. Scheer as an investor in an all-share deal. SteelWedge had raised more than $50 million in funding, including $22.5 million in 2015, in a round that featured J.F. Scheer's corporate venturing unit, Scheer Ventures. Sadder news, then, come from BP, the operator of an online marketplace for used cars, which is winding down after raising almost $150 million, including $70 million in 2015 in a round led by automotive manufacturer SAIC that valued BP at $500 million. Reports in December already suggested the company's current difficulties were partially due to SAIC deciding to pull out as an investor, but that doesn't mean the corporate is down on the market in general. The Chinese carmaker led a $29 million round for used car appraiser and seller Chi300 a week ago. We didn't have any exits on the university side, but on GGV, Oflex Technologies, a Germany-based thermoelectrics technology developer, has been acquired by automotive parts manufacturer Mahle for an undisclosed amount, providing an exit to NRW Bank, the state-owned economic development bank of North Rhine-Westphalia. And with that, finally, let's move on to people. Pascal Dien, lead manager for Orange's accelerator since it launched in 2012, has departed for venture capital firm Storm Ventures, where she will take on a principal role. And Eileen Tangal, vice president of new business exploration and new business ventures at chip designer Arm, has joined InQtel, the US intelligence community's strategic venture investment unit. And finally, on the university side, Mark Turco has joined UPenn's commercialization arm, Penn Center for Innovation, as its new chief innovation and corporate outreach officer. Turco previously served as vice president and chief medical officer of the aortic, peripheral, vascular, and endovenous franchises of healthcare company Medtronic. And with that, you are yet again mostly caught up, of course. As always, there are more news on globalcorporateventuring.com, globalgovernmentventuring.com, and globaluniversityventuring.com. My name is still Thierry Helis. If you have any comments, feel free to email me at thelis@morsonia.com. If you have any feedback, feel free to email me at thelis@morsonia.com. That's thelis@morsonia.com. Or if you feel so inclined, leave us a review on iTunes. Give us a couple of stars, because that really helps us out a lot in getting more listeners. This podcast has been brought to you by Morsonia Limited. I wish you a productive week, and I'll speak to you again next Monday. Goodbye.
Global Venturing Review was produced by In Ear Production. You can find out more by going to inearproduction.com.